ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Then reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, entitled Prithu Maharaj Meeting with Kumaras. Prithu Vacha Aho Acharitam Kim Me Mangalam Mangala Ayanah Yasya Vaha Darshanam Hi Ashi Durdarshanam Cha Yugibhi Prijurvacha Aho Acharitam Kimme Aho Acharitam Kimme Mangalam Mangalayanam Yasya Bodarshanam Hi Asi Yasyao darshanam hi asi Durdarshanam cha yogibhi Durdarshanam cha yogibhi Prichurvacha Aho acharitam kimme Mangalam mangalayanah Yasya vadarshanam hiyasi Yudarshanam chayogibhi Prichurvacha Aho acharitam kimme Mangala mangalayanah Yasya vadarshanam hiyasi Durdarshanam cha yogibhi Prichu vacha King Prichu spoke Aho O Lord Acharitam Practice Kim What May By me Mangalam Good fortune Mangalayanah, O personified good fortune. Yasya, by which? Yaha, your darshana, audience. He certainly asit became possible. Durdarshana. Visible with great difficulty. Cha also. Yogi bhi by great mystic yogis. Translation. King Prithu spoke, my dear great sages, auspiciousness personified. It is very difficult for even the mystic yogis to see you. Indeed, you are very rarely seen. I don't know what kind of pious activity I perform for you. To grace me by appearing before me without difficulty. Purport. Vishwa Prabhupada ki jai. When something uncommon happens in one's progressive spiritual life, it should be understood to be incurred by agyata sukriti or pious activities beyond one's knowledge. To see personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or his pure devotee is not an ordinary incident. When such things happen, they should be understood to be caused by previous pious activity, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. One who is completely freed from all the result actions of sinful activities and who is absorbed only in pious activities can engage in devotional service. Although Maharaj Prithu's life was full of pious activities, he was wondering how his audience with Kumaras happened. He could not imagine what kind of pious activities he had performed. This is a sign of humility on the part of King Prithu, whose life was so full of pious activities that even Lord Vishnu came to see him and predicted that the Kumaras would also come. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vidyadhara Sarasvati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then here, Mangalam Mangalayana, in this verse, Mangalam, like Mangal Arati, is auspicious, and Mangala Ayanaha means personified good fortune. Mangalam, he said, good fortune, very good fortune. And he repeated twice, Prithu Maharaj. He was so much happy to see these four Kumaras who were shining like anything that he said, Mangalam, Mangala Ayanaha. Oh, what good fortune. This is personified good fortune. That means good fortune itself or himself has come today. And he said also, Dur Darshanam. Darshanam is also repeated twice. Darshanam and Dur Darshanam. Oh, your darshan, I got your darshan. And he said, it's very dur. Dur means, in Hindi means far. In Sanskrit means also far. Dur darshan. Or very difficult. In French we say dur, 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 dur. Dur means hard, something hard. Sanskrit also dur darshan. Very, very, very difficult to attain. And cha yogi, this is not even attained by yogis, great mystic power. He is saying indirectly that yoga is not good. Karma, jnana, yoga. By yoga, you cannot see Krishna. Only by bhakti, you can see Krishna. By karma, jnana, yoga. Only. And he said this. Then Prabhupada is saying, this is due to Agyata Sukriti. He said, when something uncommon happens in one progressive spiritual life, it should be understood to be incurred by Agyata Sukriti. What means Agyata Sukriti? Agyata Sukriti means, we will discuss later, we will just speak a little bit about the purport, and after we can discuss. We just read Prabhupada. Agyata Sukriti means you have done some pious activities without knowledge. Without knowledge, you don't know. It is like, I don't know, you are in the train or in the aeroplane, you have big luggage, you know. You carry, you are a devotee, I mean, tilak and dhoti, and someone he comes, how can I help you? He helps. Just help you for a little bit. Then he is doing some Agyata Sukriti, some pious activity, without thinking, oh, this is so important. Just the person is kind, you know. He's nice. Then to be nice is good. It helps us in our life. Huh? nice. He come and, oh, can I help you? Then he's doing Agya. And to see personally the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or his pure devotee, is not an ordinary incident. Then Krishna and his devotees, they are the same. And sometimes the devotee is more powerful than Krishna, are more powerful. We have many examples in this scripture. Hanuman, Garud, Arjuna. Because what? Krishna, he does not like to come in front. He just empowers his devotees and he's happy. He knows all these devotees. He's very attached to me. Then the devotees are the same as Krishna. We see this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took birth near the Ganga. And normally if one take birth near the Ganges river, that means the person is very pious, very pious. He has done a lot of pious activities in his past life. Then he is taking birth near the Ganges. He will take bath every day there, he will drink the water of the Ganges, then he will do more pious activities. But the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they took birth in very impious places. They took birth in Bangladesh. There was no Ganga. There was nothing. And the question was asked, oh, how is it that this great devotee, they were great, great devotee in the sense, that they were liberated soul. When Krishna comes, he comes, these gopis, Krishna's gopis, they become men in Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Then the question was, wow, why these people, these devotees have taken birth in impious places? It is like when Prabhupada also, he came. Many devotees took birth in impious places, in America, there. And when the Sankirtan starts, they come together. Then the question was why? The answer is to purify these places. Because the devotees are more powerful than the Ganges, the water Ganges. They are more. This is we'll have. We will discuss also this if we have time. They are more powerful. Then the devotees and Krishna, they are on the same level. And this is not Mayavadi philosophy. It is just out of bhakti. When bhakti is there, it is inconceivable bhakti. You can do anything, you can do. Then devotees are also, they have the same power. When such things happen, it should be understood to be caused by previous pious activities. And the verse is there, Yesham Vantagatam Papam. This is one verse very important in Bhagavad Gita. Yesham Vantagatam Papam Janaha Punya Karmanam. Yesham Vantagatam Papam. When Antagatam Papam means when these impious activities are finished, what happened? Then, person who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Yesham tva antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te tvangva muhanir mukta bhajjan jimam duddhavrata. Then we are not very much engaged seriously in this Krishna consciousness, because why? Because some sinful activities, they are there from past life. It is like you have diamond. Diamond is there and it is covered by mud. Then what happened? You cannot see the diamond. It is shiny, that is this. Then similarly, If there is not this dridha vrata, dridha means great determination, it is because there are some impious activities blocking us. Or we can see some anarthas are there. It's blocking you, block. We are not engaged. But when this is finished, these impious are completely eradicated, then what happened? When we become free from these dualities, what does mean dualities? Dualities means desire and hate. This desire and hate. Desire is duality. Desire, when we desire sense gratification, what happened? We hate, we hate Krishna. Very simple. You want your desire sense gratification. Then you start having doubts. Oh, why did you have to do this? Why we should not sometime go to the restaurant and eat some karmic grains? What's wrong with onion? What's wrong with garlic? Nothing wrong, garlic. Doctor has said it's good for health. We start getting this doubt. What's wrong with drinking one cup of tea, coffee? And sometimes we can drink one beer if we have drinks before. This comes again. And this desire, this is just the tongue. The tongue is very, very powerful, the tongue. It's itching. And this desire, I want this, so we go there. Then what happened? Automatically we got again covered by these trigunas. Because in food, the trigunas are there. Trigunas are there if you eat something not offered to Krishna. You can do it once, Some exception. But no garlic, no, you have to be strict with you. Also garlic, maybe you can do it once. One day, Prabhupada, they were in the beginning, Prabhupada would go with his disciples in India when he was in America. And they used to go do life maneuvers, Prabhupada, to collect some. Lakshmi is also important. They used to give 1,000 rupees at that time. Lot of money, 1,000 rupees. And people they would invite. So Prabhupada was very merciful. Would invite the devotees to eat. And one devotee starts eating. Prabhupada, onion is there. Prabhupada said, shh. Eat. Also, the opposite happened. In Malaysia, Prabhupada sent some devotees in Malaysia to preach, and they used to stay. See, the devotees took some risks. Used to stay in some Indian house, and there was bees there was everything. And they told Prabhupada. And when Prabhupada came to Malaysia, he also stayed with this, but he drank only milk to show them that we should be very careful. He drank milk maybe for 4 days he stayed. He was drinking only milk. You can read this in one book written about Malaysian preaching, written by him. Not like this. We said hate and desire. Desire will create hate. You see, I love you today, tomorrow I hate you. And that is the story going on in this material world. I was coming from Sydney to here. I met one lady. She was a little speaking. Okay. I started with making friendship with her. I was like this, you know. I every time travel with Dotiti Lak. Then we said later. Then she told me, no. I was young. I wanted to love my someone. Just love him, love him, love him. You know, some movie story. Okay, I find my husband. I was loving him like it. And she was now divorced. Then I said, now, oh, I should find someone very big, very beautiful. He should love me like anything. Now I don't want to love. Then she finds another one. And she said, my God, he was giving me so much trouble, this person. Sending so many SMS, I love you, so please, I have to not answer him, I got. Then she also, she cut through him. Then she said, now I will have to find a rich man. His mind is just crazy. Then she again find a rich man. And you go on like this. She said, now I don't want anything. I just want to be alone. I am tired. And this happened to everyone. I love you, I hate you. This hate, this desire and hate are there. This dvandva. What he said? The dvandva moha. Niramukta. The dvandva moha. Moha means illusion. This dvandva is creating our illusion. We are illusioned because of these dualities that are there. And nirmukta. Nirmukta means we become free. When we are free from this moha nirmukta, dvandva, moha dvandva, then bhajanjima, yudhavrata. Then we will worship Krishna with great determination. Great determination. What Prabhupada has written here? For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it's very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. See? If someone is sinful, atheist, foolish, deceitful, very, very difficult to transcend. Then how can we transcend this? These two dualities, how? Well, we have to act piously, one. Second, we have to... No, we have, not this. In our past life, we have to practice here the regulative principles. These four regulative principles are very powerful, you know. You practice them. And act piously. Okay, you are becoming in the tank. You are coming to Krishna consciousness. And okay, you said, now I have my mala, it's okay, I can say anything. No, you have still to act piously within Krishna consciousness. Because as I said many times, the karma does not distance between the karmi and devotees. Yeah. Oh, I am devotee. Yamaraj has said to Ajami, just bring for me those sinful people who are not chanting Hare Krishna. But those have mala and have, don't bring them to me. Okay, I have mala, I have my japa. The Maharaj will not touch me. No, no. Karma does not distinguish between this one and that one. You do something wrong, you may be devoted, there are reaction. It's like fire. Fire does not distinguish, oh, this is small child, he's 1 month or 2 months, if you will touch fire. Is an innocent fire will not act. No, fire does not distinguish between anyone. Then similarly, if we follow the four regulative principle and if we act piously and also conquer the sinful reaction, our sinful reaction will come up. What we have done before, it will come also up. Comes. then we have to cut them. This prarabdha, aprarabdha, like this, the sinful action is like seed. It is a seed. Sometimes it is there, it's coming out. But sometimes it is there in the form of it's called aprarabdha, it's not fructified yet. And it will come. But you have to be ready to fight it. It's called prevention is better than cure, huh? It's like, you know, like now, someone bring for you puris with nice sabji, and you take 5 puris, eat, and you feel, oh, something is going down. These puris are giving me some trouble. And the next day, again, nice sabji, puris. And you again, puris you eat, okay? And you go, oh no, you said, oh, I stopped eating puris. You have choice, puris are there, chapatis are there, and rice is there. No, I will take rice or I will take chapati, puris, or you said, I will take one instead of 5. Because prevention, okay, you prevent your health, then also, these aprarabdha, you have to cut them before they come out. Now, you cut them all. How? Let me change, let me read, let me. And you are cutting them, cutting them, cutting, cutting. Then when they come up, you are strong, you just cut them. Then, conquered sinful reaction. Then he can accept devotional service and gradually rise to pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of God. Then gradually he can meditate in trance. Then it is gradual. It's not you come the first day in Krishna consciousness, you will become but into samadhi, trance as he is. No. First he accepts. You will explain this if time is there or I don't know. You accept first, okay? Accepting means, okay, you have to practice. Second, you come to the platform of what knowledge about the Supreme. You have to have knowledge about Krishna. Or you can say, no, you know, I just chant Hare Krishna. No need to read. No need to attend class, no need to. No, you have to get knowledge about Krishna. See, practice knowledge, then, what you say? Oh, can accept a gradual raise pure knowledge of the Supreme, then gradually they can meditate, then gradually this will come up. Yeah, and also here in the Bhagavatam it is, which verses? I forgot to do it. One has to serve. If you want actually want to be liberated, he must render service to devotees. Because there are 2 options. Either you become envious or you serve. When envy is there, or there is also neutral, you stay far. Neutral is okay. It's not. But envy is not good than service. Envy, service is opposed to envy. Envy means we create offenses. Huh? The migration offenses are bhakti stop. One day we stop, become dry, no more. But if we serve, what happens? Our bhakti increase. Or if we stay neutral, sometimes you have to do this also. That's also good. Okay. Then we explain. There is another verse here. This Icha Dvesha. This is 27. This one was 28. Icha Dvesha Samudhena. Dvandva Muhina Bharata. Sarva Bhutani Sammoham. Sargiyanti Paramatapa. Icha Dvesha Sammochena. Then we are also this day. Sammochena means, well, we will do it. Yeah, bewildered, delusion is said. Dvandva mohena bhaga. We are bewildered by this icha, desire, and dvesh, dvesha means, what means dvesh?
Hate.
Hate, yeah. Envy, hate, same is coming. And sarva bhutani sammoham. All the living entities are bewildered by this. Sammoham. Sammoham. Sam is like more. Sammoham. Sarge anti paranta. Sarge, what means sarga? The creation, they come in and this creation, they have to come down. Yeah. Also into born, they have to take birth. Why we have to take birth in this material world? Why? Because this, because of this icha and dvesha. That's why we have to come to that level of Brahman realization. Brahman realization means one is no more affected by these dualities. Which verse is it in Bhagavad Gita? Brahman realization. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. It's okay. Nasal Sachi Nakank Sachi. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. You come to this Brahma Bhuta stage, then we are Prasanna. An Atma, we are every time happy. We are not affected by these dualities. Na kankshati, na sukshati. This kankshati, na sukshati. And somehow, yes, I said many times this verse, huh? Prabhuji know the verse, huh? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Then, the illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. These trigunas, what energy? Trigunas. Material energy is made with trigunas. How the trigunas manifest? In these dualities of desire and hate again. Yeah, there is in the Bhagavata. There is a part of Bhagavatam. It explains how can we get freedom from desire and hate. Which part in the Bhagavatam? First canto? Which one? First canto, second.
Yes, it explains how to overcome
the serving Bhagavatam. Maybe, yeah. Tell me which verse?
One of the first 10 verses or something like that. I can have a look.
Yeah, take the book. We can every time learn some other verses there. Check. Huh? Tell the verse. I know this verse. Tada rajasamubhava kamalu bhada ishtai chita itare nargum sitam satri prasidate. Yeah. Tada rajas. No, this verse, you know, this verse what it explained, this part of Bhagavata, it starts with the Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhagavat Bhakti. It starts, it explains first Nityam Bhagavata Se. We are hearing Bhagavatam, then we develop taste, then we come. And Tadarajastamu Bhava Kamalu Bhadesh Chati. That at that time these trigunas will get free from them and we come to the level of Sattva Guna. This is progress. Yeah, we can see this also. This coming from. But there is also in Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter.
You have a second one?
Huh? I use it in the verses if you want. Okay. Here is verse. Yeah, you are right also. Huh? This verse is called Rajo Tamubhaya Akshittam. Vimudham Mana Atmanaha Yachit Dhananayadhiru Hanjiyatat Kritam Malam. The wise, the dhira. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.10. We just give you the history of this verse. He brought for me a cold water, Baba. He brought some hot. What happened? Let us just give the history of this verse. It's nice. Should first. Yeah, Maharaj Parikshit. This is in the chapter 119. He asked Sukadeva Goswami, how can I attain the highest perfection of life? You know, Maharaj Parikshit, he got cursed for 7 days. He has to die. In 7 days he has to die. Then he asked this question to Maharaj, to Sukadeva Goswami. Then Sukadeva Goswami, what he said to him? He said, you should first spiritualize the mind. You see? By rising it above the three modes of material nature. Spiritualize the mind. Because what happened? Our mind now is not spiritualized. We may be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But our mind is not hearing the mantra. It just says Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But you are not hearing. The example is what? We can give two examples. One is when you sleep near a river of water. They make a lot of noise, you know. What happened? Do you sleep? Sleep does not come. You get the whole night, or the river is making that. Or when you sleep also near station, train station. The trains are whole night. What happened? Do you sleep? You don't sleep. But what happened? Next day, when you sleep, you will sleep very nice. You forgot the noise of the river and the noise of the train. Then similarly, the first time we took the japa, what happened? We are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, we are very attentive here. But next day, what happened? He's just moving here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And here what's happening is thinking about other things. You got it? Why? Because our mind is material. You got it? Our mind is material. Material in the sense that it is, you are chanting, but you are absorbed in material subjects. The mind. Then, Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami, he said, you have first to spiritualize the mind. How? By rising above the three modes of material nature. These three modes are there inside. He said. And if you do this, then you can attain the highest perfection of life by spiritualizing the mind. Then the mind in the beginning, when we come to Krishna consciousness, is normal. The mind is disturbed by the modes of passion and ignorance. And your verse is good. Tadara jastam ubhava kamalu bhadai sita itare navidham sitam satri prasidari. Tada, when? Kama, lobha, when this material desire, greed, yeah, which arise from the mode of material nature of passion and ignorance, you are free, then at that time you are situated in Shuddha Sattva. Then you become there. Then we said the mind is disturbed by the mode of passion and ignorance. It is like some machine, you know, machine is working, ting, 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 ting. And when we chant Hare Krishna, the mind
He's still doing the same. Jesus is saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What's inside? Thank you, Prabhu. I give you through. You didn't hear one nice part of the class.
You can look it up on that. Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it was cold water inside. Yeah, we said. Then what does he give? Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. He said to him, you should change. Change what? The thinking, the feeling, and the willing habit of the mind. He was not here, I can repeat. Then we said, when you sleep near train station first day, what happened? He will not sleep. Why? The noise is there. The noise. But next day, what happened? He will sleep nicely. You will not even hear the noise of the train. Huh? And also, if you sleep near a river, first day, I was one day in Switzerland. I want to sleep, couldn't sleep, you know, some water, that. But next day, I slept very nicely. If you are near river, making noise, water is falling down, like, he will not sleep. But next day, you sleep very nice. Then the mind does the same. First day, you are chanting Hare Krishna, you are hearing. Next day, no more hearing. Then you may do this for 40 years. Oh, yeah, I am 40 years in the movement. And this is moving. And this is thinking about flying. Thinking about other material subjects are there. Then Maharaj Parikshit, he said, no, Sukadeva Goswami, he said to Maharaj Parikshit, you should first spiritualize the mind. What does it mean? You should change the feeling, thinking, and the willing of the mind. How can you do this? One is how. The second is why you have to do this. Why? Because why, we said, the mind is material, he has bad habits. You just start Hare Krishna, and the mind also starts with you, thinking about material things. And the verse is there. He should first bring the mind under control by his giving the Mano Yachit Jita Sva Saha. Manu Yachet Jita Svasa. 2:17 verse. This is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. He should first bring the mind under control. Mana Yachet. How? By Jita Svasa. What means Svas? Bread. This is in Hindi, Svas. And what means Jit? Jita. Conquered. How? By the breathing process. Got it? Breath. It's called pranayama. Huh? Then how can we do this? It's very. It is not something which is on the highest platform of devotional service. But you are not also on the highest platform of devotional service. Your mind is giving trouble. You are Hare Krishna and he is thinking of others. Then what you do? The mind is controlled by pranayama. There are 6, 9, 12. 6, 9, 12. You have to sit nicely
If you are having some problem, you can sit with something here, you sit nicely, and you chant 6 mantras without breathing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 6 I did. The mind, because the breath is not there. You got it? Then the mind becomes. Or you increase it after, from 6, you increase it to 9. 9 mantras. And from 9, you increase it to 12. You will feel here this, some movement is coming, you know, in your you breathe in here. Because pranayama is good, you know. Then, that is the process given by Sukadev Goswami to, and you do 16 rounds like this, you fly. Understand? You fly. You feel very happy. But we are not doing this, no, we are. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, sleeping or this or that. Then you do this, and he will give. This is not the highest you can say the highest what is process given. But he is giving this technique to those whose mind is under the mode of passion and ignorance. What does it mean? Disturb it, disturb it. The mind is disturbed. What does it mean, disturbed? Disturbed means you are not hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. The mind is thinking about other things. And it may be deep other things. Kama, krodha, this, you know, it's thinking. And we also, this one, he told me this. And I should also talk, I could have told him that. He said to me this. And then you will have, and the mind, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And this thinking about so many things going inside. And you are doing this for 40 years, Baba. Then what happened? Oh, you are 40 years in the movement, but you are not moving. You are in the same place. You got it? You are in the same. Why? Because you are not understanding the Bhagavatam. You didn't come. This canto is called, this chapter is called the first step of self-realization. What is the first step of self-realization? Is to stop the disturbances of the mind. Prabhupada, he said, this is mechanical way for the new fight. See, if we are still disturbed by the mode of passion and ignorance, we are still new fight. Huh? Yes or no? Yeah, you are beginner. We are new fight. Who has not realized the personal form of the Lord on account of his imperfect senses? Then what does it mean? You don't realize. That means when you chant Hare Krishna, the form of Krishna is not coming in our mind. Other things are coming, disturbing. Normally, when we chant Hare Krishna, we should see Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, oh, the color. There was one devotee, he was Prabhupada's disciple. His name is Radhakundu Prabhu, an American. He was really advanced, you know. He would tell us how many tulsi leaves has Radharani in her hand. See, Radharani has some tulsi leaves. And what is the color of the garland? What is that? What? And he is doing this. It was not artificial. He went while chanting Hare Krishna, his mind was not disturbed by these modes. Passion and ignorance. And he also find one technique. He was teaching us one technique.
He told us, I find one technique, you can go very quickly in spiritual life. You will fly, you will go make a lot of progress. You know what he was doing? He was chanting one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and think of Radharani's or Krishna's lotus feet. One sign. What is the goal of this? The goal is to spiritualize the mind. Instead of chanting Hare Krishna one mantra, and the mind is thinking about this, that, that, he would fix his mind on these signs. Radha and Krishna, they have 108 signs also. It is not by chance. We have 108 malas in our japa, and Radha Krishna has 108. Then he was doing this, and Bhagavatam he is also giving this technique. This, what is called here? Mano Yachit Jita Swasa. Mano Yachit. Yachit means to control. How can I control the mind? Through the breathing process, pranayama. And this is mechanical way for the new fight. Who has not realized the form of the Lord on account of his imperfect senses. Then our senses are imperfect. Then if we follow this process, spirits, gradually our senses will become spiritualized. Since the name, form, attributes, and pastime of the personality of God are impossible to understand with the present material sense, such transcendental realization is set into motion by changing the thinking, the feeling, and willing habits of the mind. Yeah, the name, I just said now, since the form is not coming, the attributes, the pastimes of Krishna are not coming, then we have to change the thinking, feeling, and habits of the mind. Then Prabhupada goes, when the quality of thinking, feeling, and willing are changed, then what happens? Naturally, the quality of action by the instrumental senses will also change. Then we change the thinking, our feeling, then our action will also change. Ask. Then gradually we become situated in this Shuddha Sattva. Gradually. The devotee who is not affected by the three modes of material nature directly fix their mind on the form of the Lord. Devotee, huh? Are you a devotee? Are you fixing your mind on the form of the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Try, yeah. Yeah, we are trying. Yeah. It is not easy to fix our mind on the form of the Lord. That means, okay, you are chanting and the form of the Lord is coming. Form of the Lord. It is coming. You see the Lord while you are chanting and you are thinking, oh, this, oh, that. Krishna has beautiful smile. Krishna's glances. Krishna's hair. This is coming in the mind. Is it coming? Say the truth. He said, no. Is it coming? Anyone here? Is it coming in the mind? Then their pure mind will quickly be fixed in the Lord. And the verse is given. Mukunde mati matihi. Mukunde matihi sati. The Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.10. The mind become fixed on Mukunda. When the mind is beyond the three modes of material nature, one can at once hear. See? Chant and remember the activities of the Lord. But when the mind is not pure, the mind, what happens? He creates a lot of disturbances. See, the way is very long, the way. The way we come in Krishna consciousness, we have to look, oh, still 40 years are there, 30 years are there, so much time. And more you go, you are there, the mind will create a lot of disturbances. Yeah, Prabhupada said it. When the mind is beyond the modes of trigunas, then we can at once hear. Now we are not hearing nicely. When we chant, we are not really hearing. We can hear and chant and remember. These three things have to go side by side. One cannot chant 100% engage the mind in devotional service. Although ceasing to think of sensual activities at present, the mind, what happened to the mind? He remembered past stuff. Although now we are ceasing, we are not engaged in sense gratification. Yes, huh? Then the mind is thinking of others, other things. What you have done, what you have done before, coming to Krishna consciousness, the subconscious state. Then what happened? One is unable to fix his mind on Krishna. The mind is distracted by the modes of materialism. Manaha karma bhir akshiptam. Manaha karma bhir akshiptam. Karma means activities. The mind, akshiptam means is agitated. The mind is agitated by previous karma. Manaha akshipram karma bhir. Manaha karma bhir akshipram. The mind is agitated by, or the mind is always absorbed, akshiptam karma bhir, in fruit of activity. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.18. The mind is difficult to control because of the extreme strength of previous karma. We say vasanas in karma. Then the mind too much absorbed in material activities cannot be 100% engaged in the devotional service of the personality of God. Then this same is trigunas created. Now, question, how to spiritualize the mind? And how to change the thinking, feeling, and willing of the mind? He is giving two options. One is this by this pranayama, as I explained before. This I discovered one also one day. I was in Mayapur long time ago. One devotee, Prabhupada disciple, he was giving course on this also, on this breathing. Chant, how to chant. Because if you chant 6, 9, 12, you get a fixed number. 108, you divide by 6, who has? Divide 6 by 6, by 9, and by 12. How much?
648.
Huh?
648.
Divide or multiply? No, divide. Divide 108 by 6 and by
18.
18. Say good. By 9?
2.
Huh?
12.
12. By 12, you get 6. No. Yeah? By 12?
9.
So that 9. Then you have only 9 mantras to chant. You got it?
9 times 12.
9 times. We can say 9 mantras. 9 times to chant. And it's become 108. Very nice process.
So 12 is equal to
1. Huh?
12 is equal to 1.
No, we say 12 divide 108 you divide by 12. Yeah, it's, I understand. 12 equal 1. Because what you do? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. 12 times. It is like you chanted one mantra.
How long does it take?
12. You see, the whole mantra takes like 6 minutes. Or
one round.
Then 12, you have to have a really nice, you have to practice a little bit, you know. it takes 1 minute or something like this. Okay, 1 minute, we said, how much? 180 divided by 12 is in 9, huh? Okay, 9, less than 1 minute. 9 by 1 is 9 minutes. 7, you have to divide 7 by what? I'm not very good mathematician.
7
by 9.
7 9 of a minute.
Huh? Yeah, 7 by 9. Divide 9 by 7. How much you get? What does he want to know exactly? We just practice it.
1.3.
1.3? Huh? No. How much? Yeah, 1.3. 1 minute, 3. But if you do, you see, if you do 12, you don't have this power to don't take breath during 12 rounds. You just, you can cheat a little bit. Huh? But just I find myself, you know, you have to find some tricks. There are many tricks like this. You have, it's like when you cook. Are you cooking?
Yeah.
You are a good cook? I should come to your house and test you. Then, do you have some tricks for cooking? I have trick to cook pizza. You know, if you want to cook nice pizza, what you do? I tell you it's trick. You take this,
paste.
Now on the paste, you have to put one semolina, is how you call it? I know the name in French. Maïs. Corn flakes. Corn flakes.
Okay.
Semolina. You have to put it on the
butter.
On the bottom when you finish. Then what happened? It is very
crisp.
Yeah. This is one. I have many tricks like this in cooking. Then,
You have psycho tricks.
Then there are many tricks, you know. This every cook, he has many many tricks. And I heard also one trick. You know, there was one girl, small girl. She has to run 4 times. There was one competition. She's 12 years old. Then her father says to her, you see, the first round, second round, third round, you go slow. But the fourth round, this is also a good trick, huh? It works. Then also we have to find our own tricks in Krishna consciousness. If you don't like 12, you can put 10. Okay? You can adjust according to your... This is Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Unity in what? In diversity. Unity in, you can, yeah. Then, he's first, Sukadeva Goswami, he explained what you should do. The mind is very difficult to control because of past previous karma. Now, what is this one? This another verse, how to spiritualize the mind, or how to change the thinking, feeling, and willing of the mind, or how to bring the mind into the mode of goodness. Verse is there. Niyachit vinayibhyu kshan manasa buddhi sarathihi. Okay? Subharti dharayat dhiya. I was reading it slowly. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.18. We will explain. One has to withdraw niyachit, the mind, manasa, from the sense object, vinayibhyaha akshan. I see this coming. What I told you now, Mataji, what I told you now, it is coming. With the help of the intelligence. See? With the help of the buddhi, saratihi. What means sarati in Hindi? Driver. In Sanskrit is also the same. Sarati. Partha? Sarati. Krishna's name is Partha Sarati, the one who drives the chariot of. Then with the help of the intelligence, then you need to have good intelligence to get out of this mode of, these two modes of passion and ignorance, or of this habit of the mind to change the habits of the mind. We have to have very good intelligence. He said here, with the help of the intelligence, buddhi sarati, or with the help of discrimination. This is I am adding myself. Intelligence means you have to discriminate. By concentrating the mind, dharaye dhiya, on the form of the Lord, Subha Ati. You have seen here, there is one word very important. Which one is important? This dharaya. See, there are in the yoga system, there is three parts. Dharan, next dhyan, and the next is samadhi. Then we have first to do this dharan first. Hold our mind, hold it. Hey, you cannot move. Here, not here, you hold it. How you can hold it now, he is asking. Parikshit Maharaj, he will ask. Well, later. This Sukadev Goswami, he said, you have to hold your mind with the help of the intelligence or with the help of discrimination. He said to him. Then, Prabhupada, one has to reach the stage of dharan. Dharan. Keep your mind. Dharan means what? You concentrate your mind on the form of the Lord. The mind is always agitated by this mode of passion and bewildered by the mode of ignorance. Then, and he is giving the verse to 120. Raja tamubhyam akshiptam. We said before, what means akshiptam? Akshiptam means the mind is disturbed by the rajas and tamubhyam. Vimudham. Vimudha. Mudha means, what means murha? Murha. But there is one verse. Eh? What is this verse? Chatur? Huh? There are four. Murha. Murha.
Foolish.
Foolish. Means foolish. Yeah. Vimudha means foolish. Mana atmana. The wise man, dhira, he controls the agitated mind. Akshipra. He is agitated by what? By the Raja and bewildered. Here Vimurham is bewildered by the passion, by the ignorance, by practice of dharana. This dharana. Dharanaya. Dharanaya, dhanti, which destroy the impurities, malam, produced by the Raja and Dhamma. This is 2.1.20. Then, the next question, and we will stop here. Can ask some. Well, this next question, what Parikshit Maharaji will ask, he will ask Sukadev Goswami, well, how can I make dharana? How? He's asking. Then what is the answer he's giving, Sukadev Goswami? He's giving pantheism. You know pantheism? What means pantheism? No, pantheism does not mean God. It is called, I was giving class on this, my book, huh? I said there are four creations. One is called ex Deo. Deo in Greek means God. That means this creation is coming from God. It is God. This, what we see now, it is God. Oh, I see you. Oh, you are God. Then what happened? This lower process. There is not this hate and desire. See, we said, the question was, I told you all these things to do why? To remove this hate from our heart. Oh, it's called Viratrupa. You got it? Pantheism means Viratrupa. That's Krishna. He's everywhere. You see this one? Someone is suffering today, very suffering, and he said, love this one, I hate. He looked very dirty. Now he said, oh, he is also part of the Viratrupa. Just because of his karma, now he is suffering. And like this, you see Shudra, oh, this Shudra. Now you also say, oh, he is also, Shudra is here, Kshatriya is here, nature. Then he explained, but Sukadev Goswami explained to Parikshit Maharaj that you should do dharan on the form of the Lord. You got it? Which form? Viratrupa, you understand. This is called pantheism. You have to do this while chanting Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You think about the feet of Krishna, this is Patala Loka. Yeah. And the next, Atala, Satala. Here, you start thinking when you chant. Then what happened? The mind gets spiritualized as Sukadeva Goswami, he said, the problem to come to the highest. Then the next chapter, what is the next chapter? This is chapter 1. Next is the Lord in the heart. Then after feeling, oh, now my mind is fixed, you start getting in the heart. There is also full chapter is there. Then the next chapter, there, what is the next chapter? Is devotional service. Then this devotional service will arise. Okay, then we just now explain this versiation to Antagatam Papam, this Ichadvesa Samudhina, how the living entity. There are a lot of things to discuss. Just stop here, it's time. Any question? Yes.
So, like many times I hear that as neophytes devotees, when we chant Hare Krishna, we should not try to visualize or imagine the form of the Lord, because that will distract us from hearing the holy name.
Well, we are not hearing now. Neophyte devotee is not hearing. You agree with me here? I explained it. Now, the whole class was about this. This kshipram, akshipram, manaha akshipram, raja tamubhyam akshipram. Mind is disturbed by the rajas and tamas. Then, if discrimination is there, you come to lower level. Oh, now I am not hearing. What should I do? And Sukadeva Goswami is... Because once you are free from the trigunas, at that time you are here and chant and remember. I said, huh? Remember. I said. But now we should think, oh, I am not hearing mantra. I am not chanting nicely. I am not remembering. If you have this humility and you come to that, then you take advice from Sukadeva Goswami. Although it is not the highest, the Viratrupa is not the highest form of practicing Krishna consciousness, then we come to us. Then we go to the next gradual. Do you agree with me or you don't agree? Are you hearing? Don't think so. If you don't trust me, you will record yourself and you will see it's catastrophic. Yes.
But I also hear that post bhakti yoga is so pure that it's not required to practice any other yoga process for using it after this to do pranayama.
Bhakti yoga is pure, but we are not pure. Bhakti yoga, I agree that this. Bhakti yoga is 100% pure. But are you pure? Are you 100% pure? Good. Tell, answer. Are you?
Maybe 1%.
Huh?
1%? Maybe 2?
20?
2.
2%? Okay. Even 20%, 80 are left. What you should do with this? Would you like to go for 40 years? And Hare Krishna, 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 your mind is going, thinking about other things. Yes, but try it. When I heard it from this Prabhupada disciple, I forgot his name. There's this one, I was roaming like this and I said, it was in the... Now I said, it's nice, very nice, wow. Don't think now I am devoted. Yeah, I wanted to discuss this also. But I didn't have time. Don't think you should use your intelligence, see which what is our level, where I am,
And according to this, and this is not speculation, this is written in Bhagavatam. It is given by who? By Sukadev Goswami. It's not by me, Rasa Mandala, or by Prabhupada. Prabhupada just commented on it. By Sukadev Goswami, he is giving this to Parikshit Maharaj. Okay, are you convinced or not yet? Go and read and study it slowly. Yes? If you are in that level, transcendental level, you can do it.
No, but that way, that way the breathing exercise, that pranayama will not happen.
No, no. You see, you do this on the side. What is the goal? The goal is to change the habit of your mind, change it. Then if you do it sometime, even by walking, you can also do it. It becomes automatic, you know. You got it? It is not something which you have to do whole during your whole devotional career. It's just for some time. Until you said, oh my mind. And you will feel. You feel, oh my mind is no more going there or there or there. Oh, my mind is now fixed. And the form of Krishna will come to your mind. This is not dry process. It is practical. You will see, you will know, you will feel. Oh, it's like eating. You eat, you are hungry. What do you get? Nourishment, strength, and hunger is gone. It's not something dry.
But that is on the contrary that the person practices dhyana yoga, he depends on
effort. This is not dhyana yoga.
Dhyana. He depends on his own efforts to attain Krishna, but by practicing bhakti, you depend on Krishna's mercy.
This is the Christian, they say this. They say, no work, only grace. You know this? You meet Christian, you will say. You will read that book also. They say, no, you cannot get God by work, by your own endeavor. They say, only grace. And what they do? They do all nonsense things and they come on Saint Prabhupada's. Or, you know, they make confession. You know, we have done this, we drink alcohol, we eat this, done that. And they start, okay, great, Jesus will forgive you. This is called the bad elephant. That's what you said. See, our philosophy is difficult to understand and to have discrimination, he said. Any other questions?
Is this the process you have said is similar to Dhyan Yoga?
It's not. It is because Krishna is there. Dhyan Yoga, you know, they said God is zero. God is formless. Has no form. This is Bhakti Yoga also. Because they are thinking about Krishna.
But isn't the process very similar to Ashtanga Yoga, where they say the breathing, how to control the breathing?
Well, this is only temporary. Any other questions? Problem you get with... Cannot catch it quickly now. You need to beat you. I don't have time to beat your mind. Time is there, you know. need to slap you more and more. Spend 10 days with you just... Yes. You cannot catch it in one minute, you know. That's the problem. Any other question besides these two clever devotees? Yes? Ah.
Just a comment in Bhakti Yoga, when Mother Yashoda was trying to find Krishna, she was always looking in the shop.
Yes, look.
Yeah. And also,
this is very good.
Krishna, when she was trying to find him, she was sweating, she was endeavoring so hard, everything was falling from her care. And Krishna really felt sorry, so we have to try.
We have to try again, again.
But Prabhu was saying, with endeavor, with bhakti, we can achieve, we can achieve the mercy as well.
Yeah, are you against me or you are helping me? Because I am not understanding your mood.
I'm both of you because I'm trying to explain what
Ah, she's reconciling us. Okay. We are good politicians. Huh? You should go for politics. No, she gave a nice example, you see. Mother Yashoda, she worked for it, huh? Not only grace. And Krishna was testing her, testing. And she went home. And whole Vrindavan was big mess, huh? I said, do you have some rope? What we have given you? No, I need more. trying. Then Krishna, once he saw, she was bewildered. Pasina, you know what means pasina? When this water was coming, I said, okay. And Krishna is like this. He will not give you. You have to work. Then grace come. Not grace. Without all. And for this you have to find anything. You have not to be shy. Anything now, I want to get Krishna, I want to... And if you, this is there, intelligence will be given. Okay. Any other questions? Nitai Gora Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.